This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to this daily devotional special. My feeling today was I didn't want to start a new series because we've just completed a series, a 35-part series on resolving conflict. And I didn't want to start another one immediately today. In fact, nor tomorrow, but I will be starting one on Monday, and that will be Love and Peace. It's a series simply titled Love and Peace. But today, I felt I wanted to bring you a word from the Gospel of John, the 15th chapter, and from verse 9. As I was looking through this, I suddenly knew what Almighty God wanted me to bring. It's a word in season for you listening right now. Because as we read scripture, sometimes we don't take in what the words are saying. And oftentimes we just read it as we would a book. And it sort of half goes in, but it doesn't remain. It doesn't sink in. It doesn't go deep down into our spirit. But I believe this word will. From verse 16 of the 15th gospel, of 15th chapter of the Gospel of John, it says, and it's Jesus talking, by the way, it says, "You didn't choose me. I chose you." Now right there in verse 16 is a full stop. You didn't choose me, I chose you. That is a statement from our Lord Jesus Christ. But instead of stopping there, he continues. I appointed you to go and produce lasting fruit, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask for using my name. Are you hearing this? Is this beginning to seep into your spirit? Jesus says these words, "You didn't choose me. I chose you." Gosh, that is so important to know. It is so vital that we know that. When I was 6 years old and I gave my heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, I felt I was making a momentous decision that I was going to follow my Lord Jesus Christ for the rest of my life. And I had made that decision. It was me that chose Jesus. Hang on. God already knew. He already knew before I was even born that on that particular day when I was 6 years old, I would say yes to Jesus, because he'd already chosen me. He'd already put his finger upon my life and said, "You are going to be with me." Do you remember those days at school? I certainly do. We're going to play football. And sides are picked. And the two captains stand there on opposing sides. And they make their choices. The first captain says John. Second one says Philip. Third one says Saeed. The fourth one says Nigel. And so it goes on until each side has 10 players. And then the captain will say, Peter. And then the other captain, the opposing captain, will say, David. And there I was, picked last again. Why was I picked last? Not because I wasn't a nice guy, not because I didn't amuse people, not because I was unpopular. I was picked last because I was useless at football. I was hopeless, didn't know what I was doing, had no ball control, no ball sense at all. And I was picked last. But do you know what? If you're thinking that you were picked last by the Lord Jesus, you weren't. You were picked first. That is how important you are to Almighty God. That He would say to you, I picked you first. That is how much I love you. I picked you first. Oftentimes, we read this scripture and we think, well, therefore, we can just ask the Lord for anything. Father, I need this. Father, I need that. Lord, I need my mortgage paying. Lord, I need my telephone bill paying. Father, I've got no gas. I need some money for gas. Lord, what can I do? And the list goes on. But Jesus said these words for a reason. He said, you didn't choose me. I chose you, full stop. But then he goes on. I appointed you. Look at that. It's not just that he chose you. He actually gave you an appointment. He actually appointed you. In other words, you got the job. When you go for a job interview and they ring you up or they write to you and they say, we've appointed you as whatever it is. Jesus has appointed you. He's given you a job. I appointed you to go and produce lasting fruit. What do you think he means by that, lasting fruit? Jesus brings an example of sowing a field and some of the seeds fall on the wayside and don't grow. Some of them fall into the thistles and they are strangled, but some of those seeds fall into good soil. And the plants grow and flourish. Well, sometimes we bring a word and it goes on the roadside and it's wasted. No one cares. Sometimes we will bring a word and it goes into the thistles. And the word is strangled and suppressed and pushed away because the evil one doesn't want you to hear the truth. But sometimes we will bring a word that goes into wonderful, good ground. And then you grow and grow and grow. As you read the Word of God, as you water the plants, as you water that which has been planted, that is producing fruit. That is what producing fruit is. Talking to people about the Lord Jesus Christ and saying how wonderful He has been in your life. That is what is producing lasting fruit, seeds that go into good ground. I appointed you to go and produce lasting fruit so that the Father will give you whatever you ask for using my name. And then he finishes this little bit by saying these words. This is my command. Love each other. You know, the last time I physically saw my friend Jerry, he was lying in his bed, struggling to breathe. He was at home. It was a few days after Christmas. And as I was leaving, I went to his bedside and I looked him in the eyes and I said, Jerry, I love you. And I kissed him on his forehead. And he knew, at that moment, Jerry knew he was loved. And I know that when I said those words, they had a profound effect on Jerry. I know that. I know that, that I know that, that I know. And I know that when I said those words to Jerry, God Almighty Himself was producing lasting fruit in that man. You didn't choose me. I chose you. I appointed you to go and produce lasting fruit so that the Father will give you whatever you ask for using my name. That is the caveat to this little deal. That you need to understand your appointment. You need to know that you've been chosen by Almighty God, one. And secondly, you need to know that you've been appointed, two. And you've been appointed for a reason, to produce lasting fruit. And then three. Then you can go to the Lord and say, Lord, I need this. Lord, I need that. And He will grant what you've asked for. Why? How do I know? Because the Bible tells me so. It is as simple as that. I'm preaching at a church in North London quite soon, and I was speaking to the secretary of that church, and I said to her, I don't know what your church believes or thinks, but I believe in the Bible, I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and I will preach what the Bible says, and I will not deviate from that message. You need to know that. And she said, yes, that's fine. That is absolutely fine. Beloved, know this now. You are chosen. You are chosen. Father, I pray in Jesus' name that your word would penetrate deep into the hearts of your beloved, and that their lives will be changed as a result of that, Lord. Let that seed fall on good ground. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen.